brothers you've always wanted. But the girls you've never had.
It's not always about sex, you know.
Oh, what's the word?
Crickets, Donna.
Lesbian.
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 It's the lesbian hour.
That's better. She, I know, I totally panicked.
Yes.
I was like, what? I forgot what the N sounds like.
What are that? Quickets. Quickets.
Quickets, Donna. Quickets,
Donna. I like when she records.
Hi, welcome to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna on MyLesbianRadio.com. And here we are, fourth annual Drink Drunk Drunk Dial Night.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's a beautiful
especially
thing,
when
the holiday.
When we've made something an actual tradition.
It's awesome.
I know. I look
I'm like been nervous
it.
All day. Really? Planning my carbs, planning my proteins.
For so, this?
Like a drink.
Who were you doing back and forth with Brianna Stockton?
I just wanted to make sure I had all the raw foods. That was funny.
I told her my banana Tootsie Pop was raw.
I know. That was she was very impressed by your quickness on that one.
Hey.
Very, very good. So, first of all, who's drinking besides us?
In the chat room, it looks like Mel is.
Oh, good girl.
Wendy took a pill earlier. I told her.
Which Wendy? Phillips or HLO Wendy?
HLO Wendy. And the funny thing was she was cooking at the time, so I was like, ooh, Vicodin stuffing.
Oh.
Awesome. My favorite. So, yeah, I
you
think
know,
they're starting
to... You know, knocks you out anyway, so...
Yeah, whatever.
But, all right, so here's the tradition. The tradition is that we don't have to work tomorrow, neither does anybody.
Well, neither do you ever, so...
Well, not every
out.
Tomorrow. Some tomorrows I have to work. So, we started this tradition four Thanksgivings ago that we would, like, party on the air.
Well, we, you know, we relax a little.
Have a little cocktail.
Not that we're so uptight to begin with,
no,
but...
Have a little cocktail.
But, you know, without fear... Of a hangover. Right.
Because the only thing I have to do first thing is watch parades and drink coffee.
Yeah, that exactly.
I don't have to do anything.
And because I'm a lesbian, all I have to bring is ice and rolls.
Unbelievable with
Isn't
the
that
ice.
Awesome?
You're 40 fucking years old and you still only have to bring ice.
I know.
What the hell?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
I don't question it. Are you kidding me?
No. My mom pulled this shit on me.
350? Right around the corner from my mother's house.
Totally insane.
Two bags of ice, I walk in, I'm good.
I ridiculous. I got this bullshit from my mom, which we're going to call my mom, too.
I can't wait to call her out
on
this.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. I don't want you to make anything. Just bring
I
the vanilla
got everything
ice
covered.
Cream.
Bring the vanilla ice cream.
I have
cream.
New recipes I'm trying. I've been cooking all week with her new vagina. She's cooking all week.
Had to get that in there, didn't you?
So I'm saying, I don't even get one assignment. Yes, this morning... Four things assigned to me. I have to cook six things now.
That's not fair.
Ridiculous. And the vanilla.
And the vanilla ice cream.
I didn't want you cooking while you were coughing.
You know what, Vicky? I think here's how it should go. You should bring the vanilla ice cream.
And I got the chocolate.
It's fitting. It's ironic. It's perfect.
I do the dishes.
But you should bring...
If I bring ice cream, I don't have to do dishes.
See what I'm saying?
And I got green mint chocolate chip for Kylie, just in case.
She likes mint chocolate chip?
But green.
Checked green.
She's a little kid.
Not the white.
No, I understand. I like the green as well.
Oh.
But I'm 40. She's 5.
That's why green matters.
She just likes anything green.
Oh, because it's green.
Yeah, yeah. It's her favorite flavor.
Oh,
remember when I had a couple
green.
Of days with her this summer, and I took her to Ben and Jerry's, and she couldn't decide, and
yes.
She almost died because I let her get both
yes.
In two separate cups?
Kind of like we were at on the cruise when they said we could have two entrees.
I know!
Steak and chicken?
No.
Oh, my
God. Gnocchi? I said it the wrong way. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was so
yes,
fucking
you did.
White girl.
Yes, you big Jew. You
that
did.
Was so fucking white girl,
it was,
too.
It was white girl and Jewish.
It was. Oh, my God. The Jew factor kicks in.
Can you say this? I'll have the number 15.
With egg roll, please. It was on the front of AOL today.
Yes, it was.
I know. All right. So before we get started, I want Vicky... Let's do the one serious thing that we're on the air for tonight, and then we'll just keep rocking and rolling.
All right, then.
So,
part of the one serious thing.
So we, Vicky was telling
deal.
Us.
Don't blow it.
It was huge.
Vicky
was telling us a story this week about her kids, so go ahead, start.
Her school kids. Let's
school
not act
kids.
Like she's a, you know, unwed mother.
Well, that
she is, actually.
My high school kids.
Because you are a teacher.
Because I am a teacher. In a school for behaviorally disordered children.
Which is why she can produce this show for 4 years.
Awesome.
Why I can work with Denise and Don. And they were throwing their pencils at each other and breaking their pencils. So I gave them a big lecture on how children where I had just been on my cruise didn't have pencils and had to share pencils, and that they should bring in a box of pencils each for us to send to those children that didn't have any, since they had no respect for my pencils. And they thought about it for a minute, and then the one of the kids said, well, I'm going to bring in a box of pencils, but not because you said to, only because I want to give some pencils to those kids.
Yeah. And it's Kindness Month.
It's Kindness Month in December. And I also told them about the crayons, that the kids didn't have any crayons. So one of the kids, actually, he doesn't even have a home. He lives in different foster homes and stuff. He brought in already some colored pencils and crayons.
He stole some crayons from the foster family.
No, he said he had never used them.
Oh,
so
older.
He brought them in. Yeah, he brought
perfect.
Them in. So they want to start collecting things for those kids, but they still want to throw their pencils at each other.
And so it didn't have an extremely pleasant ending when you were pulling pencils out of kids' eyes. But the thing of it is that your story actually touched them.
These kids, by our standards here in the States, these kids are. Some of them are underprivileged, undercared for. Mm-hmm. Some have been ignored and neglected themselves. So by our standards, these kids need everything. Mm-hmm. And she tells the story. And I like how you, Denise, dubbed it the sweet method of teaching.
Sweet technique.
Sweet technique. Right. And it's
excellent.
Like, it affects these kids. These kids that...
Well, what they don't know, that they don't know. But when you tell them something, you know, it's not really the goal to, you know, to guilt them into anything. But
correct. Because it's not a Jewish school.
Right. It's not, how challenging is it, though, to... find something that they can connect to.
Correct.
Like how
exactly
weird that it was something like this that they would grab onto.
It didn't work as well today.
Oh.
When the girl didn't stand for the pledge, and I tried to do the sweet technique of some kids don't have anything, and if they had what you had, and if they were here in America, they'd stand for the pledge, and started to go into it.
But she told you why she wasn't standing.
She told me why she wasn't standing.
What was that?
Liberty and justice for all. It's not true. It's a big lie. And I went more into my sweet story of, you know, these kids don't have.
How about no justice ever?
Yeah. And she said, no, I'm not standing until gays and lesbians everywhere have the same rights as everyone else. So it was really kind of funny.
And she's not even one of your gay students.
She's not a gay student.
No, and you said, sit down, Charlize Theron.
Bring in a box of pencils anyway.
Shannon, you know, I know that Shannon's listening with one ear tonight, but we talked a little bit, like, we were all so sick and exhausted last week that we really said the words last week, but it's even more apparent, you know, planning this for 2 years, getting this project off the ground, getting this trip off the ground, and getting the community service projects organized and done is all one thing, but this shared experience and the effect this is having on the universe. Fucking universe right now.
Yeah.
I told people just about the cruise itself and about just the work that was done on the cruise and nothing else, just the work. And it blows straight people away that this is changing tourism. This is changing everything.
I had claimants that were on disability before I left, and I knew that they were returning to work while I was away. And they still said, I'm still going to check in with you to see how this went, because they knew how nervous I was and what a cranky little curmudgeon I am about having to do anything different and travel and all that. So they were all anxious to hear, like, whether I cracked in half or whether I actually enjoyed it and everything. And believe it or not, they were calm this week.
That's really awesome.
I was talking to this one lady who has COPD. She can barely take a breath, and she had to call me to ask me how it went.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. It's like, I keep talking, it's like, it's so hard to find the right words.
Yeah, I cry every time we talk about it. I know you're going to cry right now, too.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Oh, you're just glassy-eyed from the alcohol? All right. It's okay. Nobody likes a sad drunk. Nobody likes a sad drunk, Denise. Nobody.
I'm not going to be sad, Donna.
No, we are ready to rock and roll. But Shannon Wentworth, you're fucking God.
You're a rock
star. You're more than a goddess. You're a rock star of all rock stars, because
honestly,
you and Jen had this idea, and I know you're feeling what's going on out there, but you cannot imagine. You will live forever and ever and ever because of
that. I hope she listened to like Sandra and Chantal and everybody talking about what it meant to them
to
this, because that was really I mean, there was...
In between the porn chat.
Well, that was towards the end, and we were not even talking
about
that.
That was really about her. About Shannon.
No.
Or the swine flu conch shell.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you die? I listened to the show on
Sunday.
Did you
announce the sweet drinking game? Every time somebody says sweet.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yes,
what?
Yes, I think that...
Oh.
Who did that?
I like it.
Every time somebody says sweet.
It's a sweet drinking board game. Every time sweet comes up, you have to take a drink.
Fucking A.
Drink.
Sweet.
There you go.
You're about 10 drinks.
You can't keep saying it just to drink
sweet,
it.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
No, it has to be used in the right context.
I am drinking Honduran coffee
liqueur.
Liqueur tonight.
Vaca Negra.
Vaca Negra.
Nice.
She spilled.
Uh oh.
Yeah,
that's two drinks, I think.
You were trying to drink it with the cap.
Oh my god, you're such a dork.
She's so nervous about spilling it, she has the twist off cap back on it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm drinking 50 drinks on wine cooler with a straw. Just really.
Oh, I did that off the
Oh my god.
Everybody did, because you got drunk faster.
Come on. All right, so we're going to start out with saying hi to the chatty. What's going on in there?
Right now, Wendy can't open a bottle, and
sweet.
Mel's talking about somebody that's mad at her. The Marrieds are in there, Sandy and Noonie.
Oh,
let's run down the list, shall we? Because we got a great starter crowd here for so early. We've got K-Cat, Old School Mimi. Hello.
Mimi made it. Woo! She set an alarm clock.
Did she? And she can do that, but she can't type a sentence in the chat room.
She's handy.
The technology challenge. Anonymous Agent 277. Hello there.
Hello, Agent 277.
Kelly from Melbourne, Australia is in there.
Hey!
Wendy, who's sitting, is in there. Might that be Wendy Lavender Wendy? No, because it's spelled with an I. Wendy sitting. Is there an H? No, it's sitting. She certainly is just sitting.
Okay.
Corvid JJ is in there. Nikki, our friend who comes in so early. She's been in here for hours.
Hey, Nikki.
Love her. And, of course, Cubby, Mel, is in there. And
Pam.
And
we're supposed to call Pam tonight. She didn't give us a number, I think.
We don't, you know.
We'll just have her call us.
Yeah, we'll have them. The drunker you get and you try and dial our phone number.
Yeah. I had to write it down.
But Mel
today.
Did just send this. It's a picture of a carrot that she found in her little carrot nubby bag.
Oh, no, it is not.
It's in the shape of a V, so it's a vaginal carrot.
It is a vaginal carrot.
I thought she was a big fan of the series V, and I thought, oh, stupid. Then I thought, oh, wait, that means vajayjay.
She can't even cook that.
No, you just need to leave that on the windowsill.
Totally.
Yeah.
Let it get all
put toothpicks in it for legs and leave it there. It's a
vagina with legs.
It's a vagina with legs. Excellent.
Goodness, so we've got our drinks going, and we've got our backup drinks going.
Yeah, because I didn't want to have to keep jumping up and refilling, so I brought I pre-made it in jugs for you, which is, let's tell them, you're drinking black coffee.
Yeah.
The Vaca Negra coffee liqueur from Honduras.
Right.
With a little vanilla vodka.
Yummy.
Very good.
Lots of ice.
The black cherry vodka.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going old school. I would have brought you the yummy ginger ale with the cranberry.
I'm okay. I don't need fizzies. I'm good.
All right.
I know it's hard for you to understand, but I don't need the fizz.
To me, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I know you like a fizzy, but I'm good. So I have cranberry juice, BCV with a squirt of lemon.
Yeah. Yummy.
It's very good.
All right, so screen name is in there. Screen name used to be James. Is that James?
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't know. I think he's on vacation, so I'm not sure. Oh my god, it is carrot.
Is J-Rom not in there?
I don't know where Julie is.
Never got an email back from her.
She might be on bus. She said short weeks are hell for her.
Oh, okay. True. All right, good.
We'll send her a text.
All right, so tonight we've got company coming or calling.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, that's awesome. We have a dash from the past, actually. Somebody we haven't talked to in weeks. Well, months.
Years. Months is more like it.
And then we have a 10 o'clock guest we haven't talked to literally in years.
Honestly, yeah. This is awesome.
I love
recon shows.
I love Facebook.
I love the recon.
I have to back away from the mic so I can reach
back
my picture. Although my legs are not working. This is fun. I'm enjoying so far. Do you want to call Amy T real quick or do you want to?
Why don't you let Dana get her call in so we don't, and then we can start calling out.
Okay, here we are. I know that we really have. Oh, this may not be her. Welcome.
Hi, you're on Lesbian Lounge.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Can you guess who this is? You gotta guess.
It's JS.
It's what?
JS.
It is.
Woo!
It's Julie. Hi.
Julie Scher,
a voice from my past. And oh my god, you just turned up on Facebook like all of a sudden. How fucking cool are you?
No, I had to switch over because MySpace is dying, sadly.
I know.
So, you know.
I know.
Yeah, definitely for the musicians, but
Julie, you know, Shar, everybody. Times. Let's talk about Julie.
Are you going to talk about me?
Right,
I'm going to kick back. Go ahead.
Julie Shar is an amazing musician, songwriter, performer, musician. Who, when this show was brand new about 3.5 years ago, I was soliciting chicks on the internet to be a part of a segment that we had called the Patchouli Incense Corner. And Julie was super, super, super shy. And super,
you've come a long way.
Hesitant to be a part of the show. And she called, and I fell in love with her music, as did the entire listening and podcast audience.
Excellent.
And we met you just a few weeks later in October of 06 up in Orlando. Yeah. And oh my God!
We just fell in love with this kid. Damn, seriously.
Now.
Three years later.
And here it is. Three years later. And then when I saw her on Facebook, I jumped all over her like a friggin' stalker.
So seriously, she played
at... No, I stalked you too, though, so it's okay.
It was a mutual stalking.
She played at WhimFest in August with our friend Donna.
Oh, cool.
From WhimFest.
I didn't know that. Has she been on the Cooter Cafe?
She's been on the Cooter Cafe.
Excellent.
I haven't yet because her computer broke.
Oh, her computer took a shit when she got today.
That's right. You're first in line for the new computer.
When you
it's
call.
It's impending. Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Impending. What?
Impending.
I like to call it Nintendo.
For me too.
So, and now what are you doing? You're traveling everywhere still. I love it.
I know. Well, I had to be a little lazy and I had to slow down because my tour vehicle kind of got taken away. Well, there were issues with that. But I'm in a Jetta now, which sucks.
Oh, my God.
So moving forward, yeah, it blows.
Is there room for the dog?
With my dog.
Oh, my God.
I both lost weight to fit in the fucking Jetta, but it's working. And I'm getting ready to finish up the last three songs for the second CD, which will be Naughty and Sweet. So, got a strap-on that is lovely. Ladies, you'd like it.
Totally.
Oh, do we have any tracks yet? Are you going to send us tracks?
Oh, what?
Send us tracks.
Do I have any? Oh, yeah. I'll send you a strap-on song.
Oh, wow.
She's talking my language.
Work? Okay, it is so dirty and it's unreleased. I'll send it to you, ladies.
Beautiful.
Right away, bitch, motherfucker.
Let's go.
What?
We love it. This is exciting. Your second CD's coming along. Ooh.
You know what? I'll tell you what, though. Julie has a following nationwide that you cannot imagine.
True.
They are so loyal and so good to you.
Awesome. The bar sucks.
They are.
Well, not all of them. Not all of them. But I've been having trouble with venues lately, but I think that's funny. But the fans are amazing. I love my fans. I love you guys.
Where are you now? Are you calling from your hometown or?
I'm in St. Louis right now. I'm getting ready for the big Thanksgiving thing tomorrow. I'm staying in with my mates and then I'm gonna be in Oklahoma and Kansas next month and I'm going hopefully to Texas in January.
Ooh.
I'm trying to raise a little extra money for the CD production and all that stuff.
Ask every fan for it.
And then hopefully I'll have a big ass CD release party and all hell will break loose and it will rain gay from the sky.
That's the way it should be.
That's kind of what I'm going for.
That's the way it should be. No, I was talking to, I emailed you. I told you I was talking to Linda Lewis.
Yeah.
And she told me this amazing success story of this chick that needed to raise like $60,000 for a CD. And she had 10,000 fans ask them each for $6 and ended up raising somewhere near $90,000.
Damn!
Yeah.
Ladies, if you're listening and you like my music, help me out.
There you go. Contact Julie via Facebook.
I'll hook you up with some love, too. I'm not taking it for free. I'll hook you up with some love.
Where can people listen?
Is that like prostitution?
Seriously.
No. Much more than a $10.
I'll put you in my liner notes.
Julie Shurts, S-C-H-U-R-R. I've got the new song up, and there's a donation list on there where you can actually get your name back on the new CD.
No, that's so cool, though.
Yeah,
that's nice.
A good idea.
I love that idea. That's perfect.
I'm kind of running out for that, but, you know, there's still a little bit left.
That is so cool. Holy cow. That's amazing. You're going to do so good, seriously.
I'm so screwed.
I love that once people... once people actually hear you, and I say they need to take time to go see you live,
no,
because
you know,
I never had more fun than we did, even though that was a shitty event at that atomic bomb place. Didn't we have whatever that place was, there were three people.
I didn't want to, yeah, I mean, I don't want it to sound like we don't appreciate your recorded music, because we do, but the truth is, Julie live is an experience that you cannot compare.
She's so interactive with the audience. I love how
oh
you
my God.
That and their
vibe. Live.
Yeah.
I like my CD, but damn.
It's true.
It's so good.
I really
so
am.
Good. Oh, I'm so glad you called.
People, I get to fuck with the drunk ones. Mm-hmm. You know, I get to flirt with the hot. You know, it's awesome.
Every show's got to be different. All right, I love asking these kind of questions, but what is your most memorable thing that somebody did from the audience?
Oh, like, God.
Yelled out.
An Aton cover.
What?
This is the first one that pops in the head.
What happened?
Okay, I have to do acoustic rap, at least one song. I don't do covers except for that. This is fucking hilarious. There was a pole behind me, and some girls started getting naked while I'm playing the song.
Nice.
Of the freaking club. Blowing her clothes. I got hit in the back of the head with a bra.
There are worse things.
Some naked girl twirling a pole. This is just in a bar. Not AJ's, that was the Norm in Jacksonville. Sorry, the Norm.
Song were you singing, dude?
Oh, my God.
It wasn't even mine. I was doing a cover of Akon. I see you whining and grinding up on
I
the
see
pole.
You know, whining and grinding.
See, you were just asking for it.
Oh, Julie.
I think her name is Gemini. I cannot forget that name.
I fucking love her.
Ripping her clothes off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's a Gemini, too. You're a Gemini, too?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mickey,
artsy girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
The song.
Oh, this was one of my favorites.
Julie. All right, listen, far too fucking long, seriously.
Yeah, we need to,
we keep talking about bringing her down here. She's ready to come play.
Well, we need to have something for her to play at.
I just want her to come over.
Put something together.
Okay.
All right, we talked about this.
Put something together, ladies. I miss your asses, seriously.
Yeah, all right.
Let's do it. All right, we're going to work on this. You know, we're going to kind of hit the ground running in January, and we've got big things going on and plans.
Does she know the big news?
I think she knows the big news. I think she knows. Do you know
what? Do I know the big news?
She knows our big news?
I don't know. Did you tell her? Because I
can't remember.
Later?
Tell her.
Do you know what we bought the station?
Yeah, I know. Okay. You told me that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, like, now we can just do whatever we want. So if we want to put something together, all we need to do is just put it together. So that's the deal.
Get a hold of me, ladies.
That's what we're going to do. We miss you, and we love you, and we want you to be a constant thing. So stay in touch with us.
Definitely.
And everybody check out.
Have an awesome turkey day.
You too. Everybody check out Julie's MySpace and donate. Listen, donate. You're going to love it. And Linda Lewis, if you're listening, call this girl back. Seriously.
Seriously.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You don't have my number, ladies. That's some pressure there.
I know, right? We try.
You guys, you're awesome.
Take care, Julie. We miss you.
Bye.
Bye.
I love her.
So cute.
It's been so long.
It really has. Listening to her play this song in the lesbians people's backyard. So remember that?
Yeah.
I know. They're asking why you're hacking up along. I'm like, because now we're onto the chief.
onto the what?
The chief.
The chief?
CHEEF. I don't know. Somebody just called it that. So.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese whiz.
Onto chief.
Why did you mean
that? It's time for y'all to chief. Oh, while Julie was talking, we did get an email from Lisa at Power Up who said, by the way, Shannon Wentworth just donated $100 to Girl Trash. Donna may be in for a dare.
Fuck.
You know what, Shannon? I say bring Brianna in and
let's do
this.
You cannot do this to me now. I will freak out. Quit right now.
All
right,
seriously. Let me tell Dana to call.
Okay, we don't need a break. Do we need a break?
Nope.
Okay, do we need a break? Do you need a break?
No, I'm good. Are you all right? Do you have to pee or anything?
Don't ask.
Nah.
Okay. You do?
I don't know.
Oh, you can't tell whether you have to pee or not?
I don't want to think
about it. What if I poke you in the bladder? Will you know then? That'll do it?
Yes.
Good grief. Vicky, was that on film? I just smoke weed on film. Stop it. Turn that off. You'll hold that against me when I'm rich.
All right, so here, PCH Highway.
She'll be selling it out to fucking, you know, like YouTube. Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, so.
That's it.
Welcome to Thanksgiving pre-show. Second
Oh, you're
going to
act like we just came back?
No, like the second edition.
Second hour? Top of the hour to you, ma'am.
Oh, fuck. Answer that. Now I have to answer you. You know I'm going to pick up the phone, right?
Yeah, but you're supposed to.
Oh, fuck. No, I mean...
That's how we answer the phone.
That's what I mean. Poor Dana.
You're on the lesbian lounge.
Oh, my God. I got the sexy voice. You're on the lesbian lounge.
That would be me. Donna's over here giggling like a schoolgirl because she saw your number come up.
Hi, Dana.
Girls, happy Thanksgiving.
The same to you, you LAite. All of a sudden, it's sickening. Really, don't do that.
Are you hanging out at the Saddle Ranch and like the paparazzi's following you everywhere and all that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Jeez,
actually,
Dana.
They're agents for us with cameras, but I'm gonna call them the paparazzi. That's fine.
Jesus.
Oh, Dana, we missed you.
We missed you.
On the love boat.
Yes.
Was amazing.
Can I tell
you? We came back changed people, but we don't need to go there.
No, but just, you know what? It was Sandra Valls. It was Chantal. It was Amy.
All your friends. All
everybody.
Friends.
Everybody that you know. Everybody you hang out with. You were missing.
I know.
Oh, my God.
We know. You had other shit you had going on.
I know. What are you doing dancing in Puerto Vallarta in a fucking sarong?
All right, the t-shirt good. The sarong, really.
What the hell? What are you doing? You're sending mixed messages.
How do I tie this? Yeah, it was really interesting trying to figure out how to tie that without it falling off.
Did you wear it with sneakers? That's all I want to know.
I did not actually wear it. I should have just worn, like, sneakers and, like, a fanny pack over the front of it.
There you go. See?
That's for the casual lesbian.
I love fanny
softball
packs.
Visor. I should have worn a softball visor.
Perfect. Oh, my God.
LPGA glove. Oh, yeah. You
seriously.
You're sporting it. You wear it well, girl.
Oh, I missed you.
You're just
guys.
On the wrong boat. Seriously. Oh, good.
You've been busy like hell. You've been all over the place, haven't you?
I actually haven't been traveling as much as I was last time. When did we talk last?
September. Yeah, like September.
Okay, my God, then yeah, because I think I did Seattle's HRC dinner, and then I did Washington's HRC dinner where
right.
the president spoke.
Oh, my, well, you know, we know what you do, because we follow you on Facebook, so we know every 15 minutes of your life.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're right there with you in
like
spirit. We're with you in Facebook spirit all the time.
Totally.
I love that you are. I was laughing today, and I know that you probably saw my update. My little truck, which is a 98 little Nissan Frontier, which I love. It's paid off. I don't care what it looks like, but it's so funny to drive. I had lunch in Beverly Hills with a friend of mine, and everyone stays away from my truck because, one, I don't know if they think it's insured, and, two, I have New Mexico license plates on it still, so everyone's, like, 40 feet back from me. It's awesome.
They think she's a worker.
Excellent. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, how funny.
You wait until they start running up and banging on your window, ask you for a ride.
Because they just
hop the border.
yeah, for work.
They just hop the border. Like, take us to the labor office. Thanks.
You're not right.
Dana cruising down Sunset Strip with a bag full of Mexican landscapers.
And guys getting ready to make a vlog.
Oh my God.
You know, that would be like a funny.
Wow,
movie.
What a good idea! Moving, really.
But now, are you settled? Are you settled yet, or no? Are you still like living out of boxes?
No, actually, I have to be honest. I really love it here. I've been down to Santa Monica a few times. I've been to Pasadena. I've got a gig on the 3rd at the LA Improv. So I'll be doing Gays R Us with Aaron Foley, which you guys know.
Oh my God!
So funny, like pant wedding funny.
Oh, awesome. Isn't she wonderful?
Oh my God.
She's just as hilarious.
Jesus, I'm telling you, I can't wait for her to tell you personally about her experience the first 2 days on that boat.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen a comedian that had to start a joke center stage and finish it to the left. And then start another one at the right of the stage. The boat was rocking so bad during that poor girl's
set. Water splashed out of the pool. Is that?
Yeah, no. Yeah, we have awesome video of that.
15-foot waves from the pit. They drained it, but the water was still going back and forth with the rocking of the boat. And it was really shooting up these 15-foot waves that were, like, landing on the DJ hut.
Oh, it was awesome.
Unbelievable.
Really disgusting.
All I can think of is right now, like, I'm a Jew. I don't get on a boat with 1,500 women that I don't know, and I don't know where we're going. Like, I just we don't do that.
I know,
when
it's ridiculous.
Second hurricane.
Is that
country,
really? Because Donna fun. Spent 5 out of the 7 days in
sick.
Her cabin.
Sick.
Sick.
Totally sick. Missed the whole gig.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I heard it was amazing, though. And I know that you guys are so funny because you don't want to talk about it. But, I mean, I followed it on Facebook, and I read the articles and stuff, and I've seen the pictures and the vlogs and everything. And I think it was probably an absolutely incredible week, and I would have liked to have been part of the community efforts that did in all the different countries. I would have loved to have been part of that.
Next time, for sure.
It was really...
We could Photoshop her into some of our pictures.
We could Photoshop her in if you wanted us to. We do it for a fee.
For a fee?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because now we own it. We have to do everything for money, so...
Oh, my God.
So we would charge her. We'll charge you a nominal fee.
Oh, my God.
To Photoshop you in
the photos. Do you want to plant trees, or do you want to paint a school?
Oh, my God. You guys quit it right now. Oh, my God.
You guys are hilarious. You could go...
She can pick her project.
You can pick your project.
It's like
and it'll
when you go to an amusement park and they'll take a picture of you and they'll put it back.
Yes, exactly. Like or like on a cruise. Yeah. Or like on a cruise.
No, seriously, Danny, you got to come with us next time. You will definitely fit right in. Seriously.
I know.
Seriously.
It's been difficult, but yeah, just because I had a wonderful week in Puerto Vallarta, and I had a killer show. I hammered my show, which was awesome. And
I got that.
So that was one of the reasons that I didn't go as well, is because you guys got back after I had to leave.
Right, we did. True, we did. That's true. Yeah. We were a little late. We were a little lax in getting going on this. That's our style. What can we say?
But, yeah.
So you...
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, that's what we want to ask you.
Are you leaving tomorrow to go home, or are you home now?
Oh, no, I'm leaving tomorrow to go home, and I cannot wait to squeeze my little niece and nephew. Oh,
how sweet is that?
I'm so excited.
Aww.
Aww. Are they missing you? They're going to be missing you.
I'd imagine. I discovered Skype today, so I'm going to listen, and I'm going to get my sister set up, and I'm going to talk to my nephew all day long. Never going to go to school.
Oh, my God.
I'm never
going
to go to work. We're just going to play on the computer.
I'm telling you. This is how my relationship lasted a year. So far. So, really, it's a wonderful thing, the Skype.
Oh, my God. Speaking of relationship, how is your love?
Everything is good. We're doing good. Jem will be here on December 11th for 6 weeks. So we're looking forward to that. And, everybody's, aside from being, you know, a little sick with the coastal crud, everybody's doing good. And tomorrow is... I did good. I did really good.
Amazing.
And Donna had a rough go of it, man. The week after.
Julie got sick the last day.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, but it was...
It's a lot. I'm going to be on my first cruise next year, and I'm totally... I mean, I'll be honest. I'm a little, a little freaked out. I'm going to be on, the patch and the bracelet and the ginger and the...
Patch,
oh, my God.
Great.
Like, everything that... Yeah.
The patch was perfect.
I will completely vouch for the bracelets, because that's all I had on were the wristbands. I didn't take anything. Well, I chewed ginger gum, but I didn't take any pill or patch or anything, and never felt the moment of agony at all.
Awesome. I don't know if I could do the ginger gum because I would constantly be swallowing it.
It was so good. I was like chewing 3 pieces at a time, not because I had to, but because I liked it. It was insane. It was really good. I would buy that as regular chewing gum if it were sugarless.
Oh my God.
But anyways, now you're home, so you're doing Thanksgiving with the family, and then how long are you home for?
I'll be home till Tuesday, and then I'll be back here. I'll be here for a couple days, and then I go to Houston. There's a big women's circuit party in Houston called Sin on the
15th.
Oh, man, I've seen the ads for that.
You had to have met Regina and Leslie on the boat, right?
Probably.
She didn't, yeah. So I'm going to be doing that. And my DVD just got released.
Tell us the name and we can buy it on your website.
I need to send you guys a copy. When we get off the phone, shoot me an address and I'll send you guys a copy of it. I'll find a copy of it.
Excellent. I'm putting your website in there because people...
Copy.
People, yeah, we sign it,
copy.
Please. but people can buy it directly from your DanaGoldberg.com, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Oh, that's so fabulous. And how much is it going for, just so we can have them budget?
It's $20 online, which is pretty much nobody else. But if you want signed, I think it's a little bit more than that. And then you can get a DVD and a signed headshot. There's on my website, there's a little drop-down menu.
Wow. Really? Like, I would say for $100 that you'll lick it.
$100, I will kiss it for sure.
There you go.
I don't think you want me to lick it, but yeah.
Yeah, that too, you know.
Ouch.
What's a kiss if there's no tongue? Seriously.
Denise!
I'm kidding.
Dina!
You're doing that?
You're so not like this. Stop it.
All right. Talking and kissing, is my Julie love there?
She is. I don't think she. Did she make it in yet? No. I think she's on taxi with the nieces and the nephews. She's taxiing today.
She's gonna miss that, and I'm gonna cut it out.
I know. poor Julie. Seriously. We know she misses you. She, still carries around her Dana Goldberg ring.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Nice.
That's everyone. I don't buy it. That's just everyone. Don't put it on.
It's adjustable.
I think it's made of elastic. It's made of elastic.
She just uses that as a charm. She's smooth. You got to give that
to her.
That's
why it's called the Cinderella ring.
She's smooth.
She is. It's a new approach. I've not seen
Seriously.
It before.
Well, Dana, thank you so much for checking in. The DVD is on sale now, you guys, at DanaGoldberg.com. And we hope you have a lovely holiday.
What are you looking forward to eating?
I'm so thankful that you guys have been brought into my lives, and I miss my lives because I have none of them. I miss and love you, and I will talk to you guys in the next couple weeks.
All right,
you got
excellent.
It. Take care, sweetheart.
Bye, Don.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.
So cute.
Seriously.
I love living her life on Facebook. I really do. I do.
All right.
I absolutely adore it. So, all right, who do you want to drunk dial first? Because you've been keeping a list. Oh, awesome. Okay, so I have to tell you about this text volley I'm having with Shannon real quick.
Oh, are you serious? Yeah. Wait, what the fuck?
So she hears me say I stole the sweet banner, right? So she texts me, send me my banner. I made a donation to Girl Trash. And I said, shut up. Amy T has one, too. We're holding yours for ransom because we know you have ours. We know it was you that took it. So she said, I'm going to wrap myself in it naked, take pictures, and mail them to you in pieces. I wrote her back, I just peed. How funny.
I love it.
Okay.
Can Photoshop that as well?
I was going to say, for your first dare, I think Shannon and I should come up with something that makes you have to kind of like roll around naked in the sweet banner or something.
Oh, that won't help at all.
Or just, like.
That won't help the sweet cause at all.
Just wrap yourself in it.
I could do. It's big enough.
There you go.
It's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Wrap yourself in it.
And then I can.
You know, like how they have this whole campaign of the no hate with the letters on the face.
Oh, my God.
We'll do one with people wrapped in a sweet banner, like laying on top of a lesbian lounge banner or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
In pieces.
Little by little. People, help us buy our banner back for $25 a piece. A donation to Power Up. We'll tape together the fucking banner.
It'll look like the no hate things.
Perfect.
We'll have it all in the wrong order and everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Drinking song.
There it is. I already drank because
sweets
in there. Mm-hmm. Wow. Who's next on the list? I'm loving this.
Oh, I don't know. Who haven't we talked to in a really long time? We gotta get. Do you have the phone number for the DeBono show?
No, it didn't have a number on there.
Okay.
Oh crap.
Fuck.
I should have saved that text. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. You know what? We need to call Allison.
Let's call Don Burgos of Broward County.
Let's call Allison.
Yeah. Allison Burgos is the Pandora events promoter, and she's involved in every fucking event from here to Jacksonville, pretty much. But honestly, a good person, and she. did you just put the phone up to your earphone? Classic. She really is the most charitable person in our community. I mean, she gives back in every event, and she also Aqua Girl is becoming
awesome.
One of those things that are associated with the Dinah and Gay Days and all that stuff. So.
Definitely.
So she, it's her birthday today, too.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
Tomorrow, okay.
Yep.
Oh,
so she's
how
a
fitting.
Gigantic turkey. Allison.
Hey, Denise, how are
you? It's Denise and Donna. You're live on the air. We want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and
uh-oh.
A happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Where are you? What are you doing? Is this how you're celebrating Thanksgiving? At Aqua Girl?
Am I right?
White part.
At the white part. What is this? How you're celebrating Thanksgiving at a white party tonight?
Yeah, I am. We're at the opening women's white party event here at the Spore Nightclub on South Beach.
Oh, my God. What else is going on?
I'm on set for seeing the girls as they come in.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, Allison, I want your life.
Allison, Allison, Allison. What a shame, right?
How is Michelle? How is Michelle?
Where's Michelle?
Yeah, how is
she? Feeling all right?
She okay?
Oh, yeah, actually, yes. You know, we were both sick after that little cruise experience we had.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful.
Yep.
But then we all came home sick as a dog. Mm-hmm. All the germs we shared with each other.
Oh, my God.
Such a bonding experience.
I have half a voice tonight, really.
Yeah, so I went down to the town, and she got sick a couple days later, but we're both feeling much, much better. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank God. Now, tomorrow's a big day for you. You're turning 24? Is that
right? I'm 24. Amazingly, I've been producing events since I was 13.
Right, exactly.
Shut up. You know it's true.
Yeah, we know it's true. That's the thing.
Well, listen, we just called to harass you because we wanted you to be part of our fourth annual Drunk Dial show. So
I love it. Anytime.
Appreciate you being a good sport. We know you're busy.
I hope you guys come out to some of the women's white party stuff.
I think we're going to see you sometime this weekend.
Nikki Beach, you know, Sunday we're having a bowl-a-thon.
Oh.
That's right. That's right.
I think my Lizzie Radio needs to have a bowling team.
I think we have to solicit.
We already have the shirts.
We might have to solicit some she bitches to round out our team.
Oh, we should definitely do that.
All right, we'll talk. We'll talk with those girls.
We're on it.
All right, girls. Have a great one. Gobble, gobble.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, good.
Nice.
Did she say gobble, gobble?
She so said. Allison Virgo says gobble, gobble on the
time
record.
That. Mark that. Time that.
Mark.
Whatever you do.
Right now.
That was
really awesome. All right, I have to dial again.
Well, we just solidified our place in the community by bothering her on her busiest night of the year. Knuckle up, bitch. That was awesome. Yeah. Way to take control of our careers.
Who else is really busy tonight and we can call? Oh, they're on the air.
And funny that you should mention, because right now...
Just find that number, did you?
We just get a phone number. We really want to have.
Weezer probably lost her job because she called in the last few months. Who is this, anyways?
I don't know. Whatever you gave me, I dialed.
Oh, that's Kathy's number.
Excellent. On the show?
No. Oh. I don't think we're getting an answer.
She might have.
Oh, actually, because we've left.
Jameson.
Okay.
Hi, this is Kathy DeBono. Leave a message. I'll get back to you soon.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, I got this.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Kathy DeBono. This is Denise from the Lesbian Lounge, and I wanted to, I know it's a little late, but I wanted to place my order for a tofu turkey and tofu stuffing and some kind of raw organic salad, if you will, and a gluten-free, sugar-free dessert, if you could possibly muster that up.
Mustard
and gravy while you're at it. Anyways, it's Denise and Donna calling you to say Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
And it was a pleasure to actually have met you on the boat and actually get to hang out and talk like big girls. It was awesome. We appreciate you guys and hope you have a nice holiday.
Give us a call whenever.
Did I do that okay? Did that sound sincere?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
I believed it.
Wow.
Good.
I hope she calls back. Seriously?
Oh my God.
That would be so cool.
How cute is that from Jameson?
We have like 2 minutes.
Do you want to drunk dial Gemma?
We can go over.
I can't dial all those numbers.
Okay, here.
Well,
we can go over.
Oh, that's right.
Because
okay.
You know who's in the chatty?
Who's in the chatty?
The London Haze.
Oh, from New York.
Yes. She's in New York.
Oh, perfect.
I know.
That's very good. I think I just dropped out, though.
You did? Of the chat room?
Yeah.
I think oh, so. Man.
Oh, no. Maybe this is a private message.
Wow, she's dialing international, receiving a private message, and working the webcam as we speak.
I'm so multitasking drunk. It's not even funny.
I am so fucked. I just want to start right now, because in case we go off, I just want to tell you that... Seriously?
We don't... As we usual, own this fucker. We're not going to go off.
I just want to make sure that I get on record this year as saying, this is such a bad idea. Every single year, I'm worse off than I was the year before. I can't fucking talk again. Thank you.
I can't dial this many numbers.
Son of a crap. I just, like, thanked her.
Wait, I gotta remember a password. Hold on.
And she doesn't,
That's funny.
Seriously, is that camera on? Because this video is going to be awesome.
Camera's so on.
Are you actually typing on the computer in the chat room while you're dialing and listening?
I did.
And doing a live show? What the fuck?
Am I not the
bomb?
It does make me want to call Cardi. Carly!
Come on!
Do we have a phone number? Come on. Carly. We'll call Jim after.
Alright, hold on. I'll just turn the song on while she's on.
Alright, awesome.
So we just
it's our show, damn it.
Heard the song and thought of it.
Alright, did you guys like the extended version of the podcast last week? Because we were thinking we'll just do that.
we'll just do that.
We'll just do that. Like, I don't know, we have till midnight at least tonight. Don't you think?
Yeah, really?
I've cooked already.
In honor of Shannon.
Yeah, for every piece of banner you buy back for $25 donation to Power Up, we will
put five minutes of the show
up as a podcast. So you'll have like
I have the Vancouver number.
Oh, this is a problem. Are you dialing properly? What are you doing? Oh, you want me to dial that? Is that better for you if I dial it?
Yeah, I really won't get in trouble. I think that's it.
Well, we'll be calling somebody.
Look at all these great business cards we have from people. Do you know who that is?
No, I think we should handle this phone call.
Who's
really
Jordan Cox? Oh, Griffin's aloft.
Okay, put those down.
Oh, sorry.
Are you sure this is who we're calling?
No.
You don't even know who this is?
No, I don't. I have the Vancouver number in my phone.
So who do you think we just called?
We'll find out.
Okay. Maybe it's like a voicemail or something.
Hello?
Say Carly?
Yeah?
It's Denise and Donna from the Lesbian Lounge.
You're live on the air.
You're on the air.
You're coming at a really interesting time.
What's going on? Is your hand shoved in a turkey right now? Oh.
What's that?
Is your hand shoved in a turkey?
I wish. No, I'm in Toronto shooting at the moment.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, good. Okay, we just wanted to say happy holidays.
What a random phone call. What do I owe this?
Tell her. Because this is the fourth, because it's the fourth annual Drunk Dial Lesbian Lounge Fiasco.
We do this every Wednesday.
We do this the Wednesday before Thanksgiving every year. Denise and I are trashed, pretty much.
And I played a song that reminded us of you.
She's playing the Sheriff song from YPF.
Oh my God. Nice work. I was worried you were going to tell me it was like We Belong from Pat Benatar. Wait,
Oh my god, this, we can't get enough of the movie, Carly, seriously.
It was just on some cable channel and we texted each other every time for four days when it was on.
Seriously.
I haven't even seen it since it premiered at the Toronto Film Festival, so I don't even know, I thought I'd check that out.
Shall we play our favorite clip?
We've seen it like five times.
I was just going to say, I can't even believe it. Like, we could quote the movie back to you.
Pretty much line for line. We love this movie. Like, it's become our complete and total addiction. There's no missing it, no matter 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. She'll stay home from work so we can text while we're watching. It's like totally addicted, and we're so happy to have you.
You guys are amazing. I love the support. I wish I was a more fun drunk dial for you at the moment.
She's like in character.
No, the best part is that you just answered. We've been leaving voicemail messages all along.
You don't understand. It also came up unknown because my phone's been acting weird since I've been back in Canada.
Wow.
So all my phone calls come in as unknown, and I was like, do I answer? Do I not? Do I answer? Do I not? And I did.
We'll just apologize up front.
Yeah,
so,
seriously. Yeah. We'll hear this later and be really embarrassed.
Not at all. Okay. Amazing. You made my night.
Can you say what you're working on real quick or no?
Yeah. I'm working on a Canadian film called Textuality with Jason Lewis from, otherwise known as Smith Jared from Sex City.
Oh.
And Eric McCormick is in it, and a slew of really fierce Canadian actors, and it's fun. We're shooting it really quickly, like in 15 days, so it's a really, really quick, intense shoot, but it's nice to be back in the motherland, you know?
Oh, that's right. How close to home are you? That's cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got family back here, so I'm actually going to visit some of my cousins and aunt and uncle tomorrow.
Oh, very cool.
And which will be good, yeah, and then we're just back to the grind. But, you know, long days, but it's good. It's nice to be working.
Honestly.
I'm really excited to be working.
Did you quit yoga?
Oh, Denise!
What? Did you quit the yoga?
Carly,
did I quit the yoga?
Yeah.
I haven't actually been doing a lot of yoga lately, but I just talked to somebody today who was saying that he was going to come to set and do some yoga with us, so I was really excited about getting back into a practice.
Oh,
and, she's so teasing.
And I've been talking to some people about doing some more kids yoga.
Okay, our fingers are crossed that you don't have to do it, that, you know, you just keep working in film.
What did you say?
And my fingers are crossed that you won't have to do the yoga thing and you'll just keep working in film. You'll be too busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
hopefully, we'll see. People will still hire me after you know.
After YPF?
My next attempt at being an actor. So.
Oh, get out of here. Seriously, your fan base is amazing. You are
so supportive.
Really. They'll be thrilled to hear that you're doing something. They give them something to look forward to. Seriously.
I hope so. It's nice to try and provide entertainment in whatever capacity, and I didn't really want to go back to stripping. So.
Well, you know,
why
not? Listen, you got to do what you got to do.
Seriously, if it works,
we're like so okay with that. You know, if the film thing doesn't work out, I definitely
stripping
think
is
that,
good.
That would,
good.
Stripping's fine. Everybody does
it for fundraising.
No, I'm not doing it for a fundraiser.
Ladies, I don't want to cut you short.
No,
I'm gonna have to jump off, but that was such a pleasure to receive this phone call.
Too.
I can't even tell you.
Have a great holiday. Thanks for being a good sport.
Thank you too. Have a great night and talk to you soon, hopefully.
Take care. Bye.
She's so cracking up. I love it.
I'm gonna put a few of them and break my dick off in that knot. Get in there so deep that it makes your breath smell like dick smell, and then when I come in your dick smelling nice while it shoots out your ass.
We love you, Carly Pope, so much.
Oh, that clip
Carly
from YPF
it's
rocks.
It's called Carly Needs Dirty Talk.
Oh, my God. The soundbite that'll live on forever. Seriously.
Got too long.
So Gemma just told me I'm in real trouble because I decided to call Carly instead of her.
Are you going to put this one on me as your wingman?
Donna did it.
Seriously?
I didn't have a choice. Honestly, I didn't have a choice.
I told you to, because I don't have...
So true. All right, let's try Gemma now.
Okay, we're going to do that. Hold on.
Are you home? Oh, it's like I'm acting
again.
Like I heard it from here.
Hey.
We're still on the air.
Are you on your way? We're still on the air.
It's like you're taking care of personal business on the show.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I got a song that reminds me of Jeff.
Bye.
Call her.
Oh, no.
What are we doing?
Gemma.
We're still on the show?
Yeah,
are you dialing her from your cell phone?
No, this phone.
Oh, I thought you were dialing from the cell phone.
Good Gemma song.
This is Gemma's song?
Yeah.
What is it?
This is your personal
that
face.
That slimy look on my face.
The camera's on you.
It is?
Yeah.
What just fell, Donna?
Where?
Something just fell.
That was me.
What? What did you do?
That was Donna.
I can't dial this number. I should dial my thing. Hold on.
Don't ask me to dial anything. Seriously, some things are just for us, Brian. I'm going to need to have a cigarette, I believe.
One of mine, you mean?
Probably. Are we even live?
Yeah.
We're so screwed.
Why?
Are we having fun? Are you guys having fun? Are there still people in the chat room?
I don't know, because this dickhead keeps sending me private messages.
Ooh.
I'm kidding. He's not a dickhead. I don't know who it is. Can somebody please tell Living for Rhythm that I'm not taking private messages?
Also known as dickhead.
It's Gemma.
Oh, put it. Hold on, honey, hold on.
Oh, I am very challenged right now.
Say that again, baby.
You are in so much trouble.
Ah, you're so fucked, dude.
It's Donna's fault.
Oh, shut up.
You heard it live.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
If I'm going to be wingman, you got to give me the mic.
It's all right. I heard it. I heard it.
I couldn't ask you. Do you know how long it just took?
I'm going to call Gemma. No, let's call Carly. Okay.
Oh, my God. It's not like I had the phone in my hand.
I could. Do you know
she
long,
dialed.
Do you know how long it took me to dial this number with the,
For fuck's sake, with the lighter.
With the PIN number and everything? Oh, my God. Seriously.
I know you do it every day.
Yeah, but not drunk and stoned.
Yeah, that never happens.
Wow.
Never. That never happens. You never dial or stoned, ever.
It's a new song for Gemma now.
Gemma, it's
Vicky's pink. One. It's called Please Don't Leave Me.
Oh, nice DJ Vic Vic spinning.
She's such a good sport, seriously.
I know.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, too.
So, honey, how many days and hours is it?
It is. Hold on, it's all on my phone in an application. Which, you know, that's what iPhones are good for. It's 15 days or 380 hours, 50 minutes, and 5 seconds.
Wow.
Oh, that's not long at all.
5 seconds.
We can so do this.
For 6 weeks. It's for 6 weeks, dude. That's so worth it.
It's for 6 weeks.
Oh, my mic's still on. Hey, here we are.
We could totally get married while you're here. Yep.
Wow.
Oh, this is drunk.
I mean, it won't keep you here.
Well, that's fine.
Give me this. I need this.
It won't keep you here or anything, but it would be fun, wouldn't it?
This now belongs to me.
Look, she's so into it. She would totally do it. See? Okay. All right, Donna Planet, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm the notary.
Your wedding, you'll have a whole bunch of comedians performing.
I know. The bridesmaids.
No music.
That's all we know.
No dancing.
No music, no dancing, just comedy for 6 hours.
Seems fitting.
Everybody wears diapers.
Honestly, we could probably do it as a ticketed event.
Can we get... Can we get stoned?
It'll be the first wedding in history that actually makes money.
That's the first event we'll do that'll make money.
Confident little bitch.
Do it. Everybody come. Just
okay, you know what?
Sweet
New
banner.
Year's Eve, my house.
Just pull in where the sweet banner's hanging up there.
Trying to get married on New Year's Eve at Donna's house.
You know, I can marry you guys. I'm a notary.
Oh, she can marry us. That's right. That's a scary thought.
Oh.
She's like,
yeah, actually.
You know, people can buy tickets. Fuck okay. Yeah.
All right.
And a covered dish.
I mean, you know.
Oh, we needed to be catered with hand spray and everything.
You know what? I'm going to hire Dana Goldberg to come stand at the door and spray everybody's hands as they come in the house. Then she'll be the main entertainment. She'll do it. She'll so do it. New Year's Eve.
She'll headline at our wedding. You're good with this, sweetheart.
We need Chantal and we need Amy T. Yeah. We need Sandra.
They could be bridesmaids.
Perfect. Oh, I want to see Chantal in a bridesmaid dress. Oh, I want to see Amy T in a bridesmaid dress right now.
There you go. Perfect.
When does she get to pick?
You're okay with this, honey? You're on board?
New Year's Eve, my house.
She wants to see James in a bridesmaid dress.
Oh!
Oh, my God. We'd have to get James here.
James would do it. He's got the food for it.
Yeah. He does.
He would look better than anybody else that you could do.
Probably. He would look better
he
than Amy T.
He would stand right next to Amy T. It would be awesome.
Jameson.
Yeah, we'll pair up all the butches with all the faggy guys.
Perfect.
Oh, God, that's
wow.
Perfect.
It is awesome. Done.
All right, cool. So we got something.
New Year's.
We got something to do on New Year's. That's good.
Get married, I guess.
We'll
get married.
We'll go on sale on the website next week.
Okay, all right. It'll be all over Facebook shortly.
I'm good with that.
Totally.
Are you going to get your dress like from Mamma Mia?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, someone has to make it for me.
Oh,
okay, Don, we know a lesbian that can sew.
Really?
Weezer!
Does she sew? Because I got a lot of jeans that have holes in them.
I like the song.
Oh, cool. Wow. She's a multitasker, that Weezer.
Damn, she can excellent. Do anything. She can bring home the bacon and fry it up in a pan.
And roll it in canned chicken meat.
She can even get married in animal costumes.
Oh, my God. get my beaver costume on the way. There you
go. No, no. I the less clothes, the better for her.
Jenna, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we.
Thank you, honey.
Can she get married in the black? Thank
I don't think so. It's a little sacrilegious.
Oh, come on, white then.
I could. Oh, totally in white. Yeah.
So ask her.
Don't. Can you wear like a white bra and panties?
And white pumps.
Oh. Oh, we're gonna have to talk about this in the morning.
So, do you celebrate Thanksgiving in Australia?
Oh yeah, totally.
When the pilgrims came to Australia and met the Indians.
When the Aborigines did trip on the Barbie. So you got to work tomorrow. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
What? She normally doesn't work on Fridays.
Video's
on. I work for like 3 hours. So
What? I'm sorry, what?
And they've been doing concerts. Like
I know. She's got like 3 weeks of concerts going on.
Can you imagine hearing Christmas carols that many times in a row in a day?
No.
Yeah.
Rehearsal, 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 show, rehearsal. I can't even fathom it. It's bad enough that they play them one day a year on the radio stations here.
Well, how about like when you go to Publix or the mall or any place, it's already playing. So, yeah, insanity.
And they have Jesus in a box.
And there's Jesus in a box right on the corner.
Don't, I saw them putting it up.
New Star.
Don't. Is it really?
New Star.
Interesting. Don't feel compelled to have to, like, take part in any of the Christmas crap that goes on here, because we know you're probably sick of it already.
Aww. I have caroling planned with her.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
We're going door to door. Oh, yeah, Christmas.
Oh, no.
Oh, we are. No,
we're not.
She's like, no. Denise has a Santa costume. I'm in.
Yeah, we got things to, we have things to put bows on. Or take bows off.
She's still like, got white.
I know.
She's so happy we called fucked up and together.
I know.
This never happens. Jem never sees me fucked up.
You heard that? And she sees me.
Oh, no, never.
Never.
Not me.
Never, faceplate
no,
girl.
Never.
Hi, honey, I'll be on the vid in a minute. Boom. Done. You. Am I wrong?
True. How many times have I been like, all right, I'll turn the video on and I'm like passed out before it even comes up in the 20 seconds it takes to boot up.
Hello. Have you seen her waist?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no. Okay.
She's like, as long as you're getting enough rest. See, there's positive.
Are you in school right now?
Yeah, it's all good. I'm at school. No, I'm home.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, she's in.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, she was listening because I got scolded via email.
Yeah. I'm in for like another 20 minutes, and then I've got to go.
Who do you want us to call next?
Yeah, you pick. Who should we drunk dial next?
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch.
Oh, we've been looking for her number all week, truly.
Yeah, I don't think I have her number.
Oh, damn.
I know. Like, I should
have all the
numbers.
Have you already called your mom?
Yeah. Well, we called Denise's before the show and mine during the show. I just got a text from our friend Donna, Julie's friend Donna, mm-hmm. and she will go caroling with us.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how lovely for you and her.
Okay. I don't know. That's my enthusiasm.
You could teach us all the other verses of stuff.
Well, yeah, we only know the opening part.
You'll be the first line.
She's like, no.
No, not going to work.
She's like, no.
No, no. All right, anybody else?
She's like, I'm not teaching anybody anything.
Pick anybody else, because then we'll go, and then I'll talk to you on the sly. Whoa.
Later.
Okay. I can't think of anyone.
All right.
All right, I say we do a spin the bottle kind of thing on the, on the list. Okay.
We have to call Deb and give her directions on the air.
You should call James.
No, you can't do that. You're not going to give her directions on the air.
We have
to. Maybe I will. I think I have his number.
Who, James?
Yeah.
Are you going to dial again?
Maybe.
Jesus.
I'll see if I can dial that many numbers. Oh my God, Vicky's playing a Christmas carol underneath this interview.
Bye, sweetie.
I love you, Muffin. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Bye.
Bye. Oh, Vicky, you're painful. It hurts me. It hurts me right here.
Poor, she's probably like looking, scrounging around for a bullet right now. Terrible, poor thing. Honestly.
All right, so what, you want to wrap it up? What do you want to do?
Give it a spin and see
give
where.
Give it a spin.
Yeah.
Like we really were. We should have.
Like a spinner?
Yes, Donna, just like that.
I was, you know, call Marin. It's kind of late. No. Oh, you're already in trouble?
Yeah.
Call someone ugly.
What? Aussie's good. Did she just say call someone ugly? Oh, I can't wait to see who you pick now. That's it. We can't make a call now.
No, we already called Allison, so...
Oh, my!
We could... I called Tina. Who else?
She's working. She's on a deadline.
Look, I can check Jim off. You know, I'd really like to call Kathy Belge. Did we find a phone number for Kathy Belge?
No.
Because that would be awesome.
She's way too smart to give me her phone.
You're probably right, but...
Well, hold on, let me see.
I feel like we bonded, like, so much on the ship. That I just want to let her know how much I care, really.
Well, then drop her an email.
Oh. That certainly takes the fun out of the drunk dial part. That's okay.
Let me see the list.
This is our wish list from earlier this week.
About JD.
Oh, that might be bad. It's like, you know, she is a night owl. All right, let's do it.
She's probably up Cloroxing something.
Were you going to get in trouble if we call JD?
No.
You sure?
I don't think so.
She's seen her.
Honey, I love you.
I love
Gemma
you.
Gemma said fucking Christmas carols. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That's me.
Let's try this. This is going to be fun. Because, wow, this will be a blast from the past if this happens.
She won't know who you are.
She totally will.
I'm kidding.
Hello?
JD?
Hello?
Is this JD?
Yes?
It's Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge Live.
Oh my god, how are you girls doing?
Oh my god, we're so trashed because this is our fourth annual Drink Drunk Dial pre-Thanksgiving show and... We wanted to give you a fucked up call.
I am completely honored that you would drunk dial me as I'm walking around Walmart.
Oh, even better! Fuck, man.
Really?
What city are you in?
Where are you? Are you home?
I'm in Walmart. I'm walking around Walmart.
But
doing
are you
a little shopping?
Are you down
nice
here?
Shopping.
But you're in Florida. You're not out of town, are you?
No, I'm in town, but
excellent.
You know what? I was going to call you. I was at Fort Hood a week before all those shootings happened.
Oh,
I was going to call you girls then.
Oh. Wow.
And I was in Indianapolis. I played at the Colts halftime game a couple of weeks ago.
Oh my God.
I wasn't
Facebook.
There on a Wednesday,
yeah,
so I wanted to call the show from... You know how when I'm on the road, I like to call in the show.
We love it.
Donna gave me the ultimate compliment. You know, we were just away on the Sweet Cruise, so we were gone for 7 days, and the night before... I was packing furiously, and we're running down a list, and we're going over, like, do you have Febreze? Yeah, I have Febreze. Okay, I have Clorox spray. She goes, oh, my God, you're just like J.D. Danner. What? I, like, stopped at that in my tracks. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you know, with the whole stuff.
With the spraying
with
the and the cleaning.
I was like, you don't do that in every hotel? What do you mean?
She should have.
Doesn't everyone do that in a hotel?
Now we do because of you.
Not everyone does that.
See?
Now we do because of you. You taught us.
That's right. We're setting a standard, JD.
Totally.
We are setting a new standard in travel.
All right, so we're
asking. I've got to go point that out to you guys.
Excellent. All right, we're going to ask you our standard drunk question, and we want to know what you're doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow, and do you stuff the bird, or do you cook the stuffing on the side?
Well, you know, I don't cook.
She cleans.
I'm actually going out for turkey tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Come to Bubby's.
Is Larry going to be there?
Come to my mom's.
It's kind of a new tradition my family started. I don't know why. I think it's because we've become so many people.
Oh, yeah.
We started going out to dinner.
It's a big
the second
group.
Year we've been doing it. So.
Bring them all
but,
to my mother.
There's so many crowds. I don't know if we're going to do it again next year.
It's crowded,
it's
really?
To do it home.
So, wait, where are you going to go tomorrow?
Well, we're going, I know this doesn't sound too glamorous, but it's really kind of fun
steak
for Thanksgiving.
Walmart,
we're going to
shake.
The Cracker Barrel.
Oh, good.
table in front of the fireplace.
Yeah.
We planned that like weeks ahead of time.
Oh, how cute is that?
I would have sworn you would have said steak and shake, Jay. Seriously. I had money on steak and shake, dude.
Turkey burger.
Second choice. Steak is the second choice.
That is, how are you doing? Is everything going okay?
Ask her about her radio show, man.
Yeah, you're doing radio, too.
Yeah, you know, I just kind of got into that. I was on, a friend of mine has a show, and I was on his show as a guest, and then they asked me if I wanted to do my own show.
How cool is
so
that?
So it's just kind of, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. We did it. This is our second run. We did 13 weeks so far.
Wow.
So actually, we did two runs of 13 weeks, so we're starting our third run.
Awesome.
And we're evolving, you know, we're like a work in progress.
Amazing.
But I would love to have you girls on the show.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Anytime.
Wait, can we swear?
Oh, that would be great.
You know she didn't hear my question.
Yes, she did.
We can swear?
What?
I know you didn't hear me ask if we could swear.
Yes, you can swear. That's not what I said. That would be great.
That would
be great
like
if you
yeah.
on the show. But you're more than welcome to swear.
I love her.
We just needed to know if we needed to prepare. Like,
yeah.
We have to
go like say fudge what? Fudge what?
Fudge orifice.
Fudge orifice instead of asshole now. It's like a whole new language we're learning. But oh my God. It's
yeah,
been
we would
very,
totally
I haven't
been.
Seen her since like December.
Are you here for a little while or are you shooting back out of town?
I'm here for a little while. I'm going to be going out of town just for a little vacation thing, December 4th and 5th. But then I'm back in town. I have I'm working in a new drummer in the band.
Oh.
And another guitar player. You know, we're constantly
Do you still have Elvis?
In progress.
Do you still have Elvis and do you still have Tim?
I still have Tim.
Excellent.
Yes, I do.
He's amazing.
We're going to be, we got accepted to the Miami Music Festival.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be playing that.
That is great.
Yeah, we were pretty excited about that.
Oh, how cool is that?
Wow.
Yeah, because I know people are coming from all over the country. We're just fortunate that it's in Miami. We don't have to travel.
But oh, my God, Jay.
Exactly.
From everywhere.
When is that?
That's on December 12th.
Oh, my God. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't seen you for so long. Are you still doing, what is that, the Hideaway up in Deerfield?
Oh, we were doing halftime.
Halftime.
No,
half-time.
We're not doing that anymore. They changed ownership and they don't want to, they don't want live music there anymore.
Oh, tough.
We're not going
fuck them. We're never going to go back.
That's it. Forget them.
But we're going to be in, on December 18th, we're going to be at the South Shore Tavern. If you guys
oh, my God. We've been going there for so long.
Yeah.
That's a Friday. Code.
That's a great place. That's
oh
a good
God,
venue.
Oh, my God. We're so going. Period.
Totally.
We haven't been there forever. Since June.
Yeah, we will totally be
July.
Here. We'll be there.
Oh, that'll be great. It's really nice in December because it's cool.
Yes.
And you don't have to worry about the mosquitoes or anything out there.
The sweat. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be fun. We'll definitely be there.
And then we'll get our calendars together. We'll make a time, and you girls come on the show.
Done. Absolutely.
Done. You got it.
All right, so we'll see you on the 18th, Jay. Oh, my God, JD.
Yay.
Thank you so much for thinking of me and your drunk diamond.
Yeah, we're going to write down this information so we can remember it.
Well, we have a podcast.
We recorded it, so we'll
have a podcast.
Right, okay, good. So we'll check back with you and make sure that this is still okay.
She's not drunk. It's okay.
Oh, she isn't drunk. She's good.
Right.
She's good. We hope.
She's good.
We can assume. She's in Walmart. You never know.
You got to be sober.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. People of Walmart, you never know. All right, JD, it's wonderful to hear your voice, and we will talk with you soon and see you on the 18th.
Okay. I'll be in touch with you. You girls have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and our best to your whole family.
Thanks. Say hi to Larry.
I definitely will.
Bye.
Bye.
They are the tightest family.
They
it
are
makes
so
me
cute.
Like, oh my God, they are so,
so
tight.
Cute. So cute together.
So tight.
Really, all the generations. No, Joni's a friend on my Facebook.
Aww.
Yeah, so cute.
She's
love
dating?
Them.
She's dating?
Yeah.
Very nice.
All hooked up.
Oh, cool.
Yes,
see, we're so into it.
See?
All right, so does the chat room have any questions?
I Don't think so. People are, you know.
They gave up on us. We're rambling at this point.
Yeah, they were. Mimi's hanging in there with her head on the keyboard.
She's not said a word.
Kelly,
I know.
No, she's been saying sweet to make us drink.
Oh, nice. I forgot. Really? Let's drink. I don't have a voice right this second.
Melbourne Kelly's still in there.
Wow.
Yeah,
hey.
Well, you know, it's like the next
day. What a little cutie, I know.
Honestly. Oh, a real life fan.
Now I'm going to cry.
Oh, it's stuff like this that really makes everything so special,
it's
doesn't
like
it?
Hazel.
Again, I know, another connection, really.
I could cry.
Can't imagine life without you.
Can't cry.
Don't be a sad drunk.
All right.
You just lecture me on being a sad drunk.
All right, I'll stop.
Nobody likes a sad drunk.
Nobody does. Nobody likes a sad lesbian drunk.
Oh, man, that's the worst. Sober, Chantal, it's a fair
Chantal
fine line.
This woman, after she went out after a breakup, and this woman comes up to her at the bar and says, hi, how you doing? And she's like, I'll have 20 martinis or whatever. It was just so funny.
Oh, no.
Done. All done with the trying to translate Chantal's stuff on the air. Should we log off?
The swine flu conch shell. All the spit from the Mexican guy came out of it. Seriously. Every time I think of that, I get like this.
Yeah.
Drunk or not, I'm like, ew, Mexican swine flu spit on her lip from blowing on a conch shell in Mexico. It's a very funny thought. Oh.
What time is it? Seriously.
It's 11:30 and people are cooking.
Okay. All right, we can.
All right, good.
All right, good. All right, let's say
plus, I just drooled on myself. I think that's the... Oh, look at her. Look. Speaking of which, let me check the camera.
All right, you guys. Thanks for hanging with us. I have zero voice left.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Thank you so much for being a part of the show every year. We love you, and we love that you're listening to this podcast and hoping laughing your ass off as well. Have a great holiday. We will see you next week.
And we'll be in much better shape.
Maybe.
I promise some shit.
Take care. Happy holidays. We love you. Reminding of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times.